Producer Ollie Henderson was there and joins me in the studio to relay some of the updates. Ollie, good morning.
Hi.
Okay. What exactly happens at the Mardi Gras AGM?
Well, half of it is really boring and half is really exciting. So they basically run through the annual report and the financial report, which are sometimes a bit dull, but also interesting, a nice time to reflect on the year that's happened. And then the new board is elected. So members of Mardi Gras get to vote for a new board. It's a half board turnover. So this year saw Brandon Leith-Bear, James Brechny and Jesse Matheson get re-elected for the board, and also newcomer Kate Dopper joined the crew.
Okay.
And then the interesting part, the general business.
Yes. Now, what were some of the contentious motions put forward by the members?
Yeah, well, there were two that got passed that were very interesting. I feel like I need to...
You're sitting there a bit with a bit of a smile on your face. You know what's coming up.
I do know what's coming up. So at the AGM, the members... I feel like, do you mind if I read this out?
Because please do.
I wouldn't like to get it wrong.
No, don't misquote anyone.
The AGM of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras does not believe that a Prime Minister who denies us equality should be welcome as an official guest at our parade. We ask that the board to act in accordance with this position and issue a public statement that applies to the current Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and the 2017 Mardi Gras parade, which does not invite him as an official guest to the parade.
Wow. It's a long way of saying you're not invited to my party.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, and good on them for taking the stand. Something that certainly needs to be corrected, in my opinion. Now, is there more political stance? Is the political stance different from previous year's Mardi Gras, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it is. What I really saw at the AGM was a bit of a divide in the way that Mardi Gras should carry out its political self.
Mm-hmm.
So one side of the room was very much for the parade as an opportunity to facilitate other organisations getting their political message out.
Yeah.
And the opposing view was that Mardi Gras should take a more active stance. So the motion that was just mentioned almost had a 50-50 split. There were two others that came up and they were both equally sort of divided.
Right. What's created the massive divide sort of between the membership of the Mardi Gras?
Well, I think what a lot of people, unless they're a part of the LGBTIQ plus community, don't realise is that the community itself is very broad, or more accurately defined as communities.
Yeah.
Because essentially, if you're not straight and cis, then you're a part of it, right?
Yeah.
And there is just so much diversity here and so many differing opinions, different political stances.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, as you say, I think that's a good way of putting it. A bunch of communities coming together under one banner. And I mean, me as a straight guy who's just an idiot here, I thought the Mardi Gras was just a big party. I didn't realise. I think it's been a more recent thing where they've started to take a political stance. It's interesting to hear.
Yeah, well, kind of a more recent thing and also a historic thing.
Yeah.
You know, Mardi Gras
started
very political and then sort of moved that way. I think a lot of people don't realise that it's sort of viewed as a business or a party, but it's actually a community organisation that is accountable to its members.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what do you think the future's got in hold for Mardi Gras?
Do you think
they're going to continue along the political path, or will it sort of maybe evolve back into being more the party and then with the issues mentioned as well? Or?
Well, it's difficult to say how political it will be, but I think it's definitely changing. At the AGM, there was a lot of talk about change. I think some of the financial issues that have plagued Mardi Gras in the past have sort of stabilized, and the organization is more financially sustainable. So now they're looking at solving more social issues.
Yeah, right.
So a lot more community engagement, a lot more focus on inclusivity and social change in general were all big topics that came up.
Yeah, all very interesting stuff. And when is the Mardi Gras? Just remind me.
The Mardi Gras is next
March? Is it? Yeah.
No, I've got a feeling it's March. I don't want to get that one wrong.
Ollie, thank you so much.